ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। नमो भगवते नरसिंहाय। We are reading this morning an amazing verse from the 7th canto, chapter 10. And it's text 14. The text is in this most beautiful blackboard. Ya etat kirtayen mayam. Tvaya gitam idam naraha. Tvam chamang cha smarang kale. Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mayam. Tvaya gitam idam naraha. Tvam shamang cha smarang kale. Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Yes, please, someone else. Thank you. Vaishnavi, please. Ya etat kirtayan mayam.
Tvaya gitam idam naraha. Tvam shamam cha smaram kale. Karma bandha pramuchyate.
Yaha.
Anyone who.
Eta,
this activity,
Girtaye,
chants,
Mayam,
unto me,
Tvaya,
by you,
Gitam,
prayers offered,
Idam,
this,
Naraha,
human being.
Tvam,
you,
cha,
as well as,
mang cha,
me also,
smaran,
remembering,
kale,
in due course of time, Karma bandhat, from the bondage of material activities. Pramuchyate, becomes free. Purport. Oh, sorry, first the translation. One who always remembers, this is Lord Nrisimhadev. He is finally, he has calmed down and he has listened to Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, and now he responds to the prayers. He says, Prahlad, one who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and who chants the prayers you have offered, becomes free in due course of time from the reaction of material activities. Here it is stated that anyone who chants and hears about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, and in relationship with Prahlad's activities, the activities of Nrisimhadev, gradually becomes free from all the bondage of fruitive activities, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Yang hi na vyatrantete purusham purushashaba samadukha sukham dhiram samritvaya kalpate. O best man, Arjuna, the person who's not disturbed. Do I have this proper here? Yes. A person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. Srila Prabhupada is in his purport. I should not keep this a secret. He talks about how someone is who is free from the reactions of material activities. How does this person come across? And he quotes a few verses. The second one he quotes is here. Dukesh vanut vignamanaha sukeshu vigata spriha vitaraga vayakrodha stiradhir muni uchate. One who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who's not elated when there is happiness, and who's free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. A devotee should not be aggrieved in an awkward position, nor should he feel extraordinarily happy in material opulence. This is the way of expert management of material life. So, if you want to manage your life properly, then according to this verse, you should not become affected by happiness and distress. So this means also when there's happiness, you should not become too, it's called in English giddy, no? So too giddy, no? Giddy, too giddy, too. Because when you, this is the problem in material life, when you become, go in one direction, you're setting yourself up to go in another direction. It's like these clock pendulas, no? That goes, pendula goes very much left. Oh, you can be rest assured, it will soon go very much in the opposite direction. So when you feel, when you become extraordinarily happy in material life, you will confront a lot of misery. And I've seen this with people who are very wealthy and very famous. Oh my God, they suffer so much, because it can't stay there on one level. So if they have gone so far left, they will go so far right. So don't become too much left or too much right, too much happy or too much distressed. No? To tolerate. This is the way of expert management of material life. Because a devotee knows how to manage expertly, he is called Jivan Mukta, as Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Another shloka. Iha yasya hare dasye kamana manasa gira nikila svapyavastastu jivan mukta sa uchyate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna, with his body, mind, intelligence, and words, is a liberated person, even within this material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. Because of constantly engaging in devotional service in any condition of life, a devotee is free from all material bondage. Bhakti punatiman nishta svapakan apisambhavat. Even one born in a family of meat eaters is purified if he engages in devotional service. Srila Jiva Goswami cites this verse in logically supporting that anyone who chants about the pure life and activities of Prahlad Maharaj is free from the reactions of material activities. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Jimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesha Shunyavari Paskadhyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Vivasadi Gobhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, here a very interesting sadhana or spiritual practice is introduced by Lord Narsingadev. This practice is to talk about Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Narsingadev's activities. And that would free one from material activities and bring one to Krishna. Obviously, we all know to talk about others. We talk when football season is about Ronaldo and Mr. Messi. We talk when it is entertainment season about what was it? And recently there was a lot of talk about Bill Gates and so on for entertainment. And then we talk about, politicians, like a week ago Mr. Modi came to Berlin and Gokrishna and myself were invited, or we invited ourselves, and we got a ticket. Afterwards it was a very impressive person, this Premier Minister of India. We talked about him. It is natural in the world to talk about others. Very often we talk about qualities of others which sometimes we do not like. This is takes a lot of time away. This type of talk is very dangerous. It is said if you criticize others or talk about their mistakes, the very same mistakes you do not appreciate in others come to you. Mahabharata is very clear about it. It says, by criticizing a person, you do them the greatest favor because you take it in your heart, these qualities. I think many of you are still writing with pens and paper, but also many are now typing only. But in the old times, we wrote with ink, fountain pens, they were called. You would draw them up. No, you would go like this and pull out some ink from an ink bottle. And then you could write for a few days. But because this was a messy activity, you know, to put your fountain pen into the ink thing. And sometimes blots of ink, you know, like this fell on the paper. And then, oh my God, when you were just writing an important letter and boom, there is a big spot of ink. So what you would do is you would take paper. These papers are called blotting paper in German, Löschpapier, and you would put it on the dirty spot and it would suck it up, and then it would be at least no longer so messy, you know, it would become dry at the spot and you could continue. So this happens with this dangerous talk. You become this type of blotting paper, and as a result, the faults which you are disturbed with others, they come into your heart. I've seen this, I've studied this very carefully in my life, and I have therefore decided I'm not going to engage in bad mouthing any longer, because it's dangerous. But there is very, very, very strong and good talk. And that is to talk about the Lord and his devotees and his activities. This is very, very healthy talk. It is so healthy. It takes away your own bad karma from you. You become happy in Krishna consciousness and really inspired. And therefore today, I wanted to actually talk a little bit about these fascinating activities of Lord Nrisimhadev. I want to also tell you about the position of his leg when he killed Hiranyakashipu. And I want to actually tell you what Hiranyakashipu said when he breathed his last breath. I think we can learn so much from the position of the leg and of Lord Nrisimhadev, and you know, all these details, these very nice details. Now first I want to read something from the Upanishads from you, which describes the Lord's amazing ability to appear everywhere. He could also appear in Bavaria or in your car. Because there is a very interesting quality about the Lord. This is expressed in mantra 5. Tat e jati tannai jati tature tat vantike tat antarasya sarvasya tat usavasya bayata. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he's very near as well. He's within everything, and again, he is outside of everything. It was this these set of qualities, you know, that Lord Nrisimhadev said. He, you know, the Lord doesn't have to walk. He can just boom appear somewhere and boom disappear. No need to walk to get anywhere. the Supreme Lord is very far, but at the same time, very close. That means he is in the spiritual world, but he's pervading all of this here. Just like the air is pervading this room, everywhere, in every nook and corner of this room you find air, so Krishna is there, and he's inside and outside. Prabhupada comments on this. He says, when the boy Saint Prahlad Maharaj was in the presence of his atheist father, his father asked him, where's your God? Now, according to this text, Prahlad Maharaj could have said, he is inside everything and outside of everything. Or he could say, the Lord is very far away, but at the same time very near. But Prahlad thought that's too philosophical. So he said only he's everywhere. Then the father angrily asked whether his God was within the pillar of the palace, and the child said yes. We hear actually that the pillar was covered with faces. These were all the faces which Hiranyakashipu had defeated. There was the face of Indra. You know, I can imagine a good boxer, like who's a good boxer? Tiger Terrible or something like this. Yes, I don't know boxers so much. Mike Terrible, or let us call him Mike Terrible. He may have won many, many trophies, and he might like to decorate the wall in his house with all the opponents which he has punched in the face or on the chest, and have a close-up of their faces just to remind himself, you are actually quite okay in boxing. You know, he might do this. So Prahlad, so Hiranyakashipu had done such a thing. He was such a Mike Terrible. He had put, not photos, but the old times they would carve in granite all the faces which he had defeated, and they were on the pillar of his palace, the main pillar. So so when he said, where is your God, Prahlad said, everywhere. Now there were all the powerful faces on the on the pillar. So Hiranyakashipu, is he in this pillar? Just he reminded himself, I'm very strong. I have defeated all these. And yes, there were all faces except for one. The face of Nrisimha was not there. That was coming. You know. So the child said yes, Prabhupada says. At once the atheist king broke the pillar in front of him into pieces, at which the Lord appeared as, you know everything, as Nrisimha, the half-man, half-lion incarnation, from within the pillar. He is inside everything. He's also in the pillar. And he killed the atheistic king. This means that the Lord is within everything which is created by his different energies. And by his inconceivable power, he can appear at any place in order to favor his sincere devotee. Lord Nrisimha appeared from within the pillar, not at the order of the atheist king, but by the wish of the devotee Prahlad. So I think this is such a wonderful thing, my dear devotees. Krishna, or the Lord, is really everywhere. He's inside and outside. of everything in our lives. And he's always with us. He's always near to us. And because he is everywhere as the active principle, you can remember Krishna really everywhere. Krishna is, for instance, the active principle in when you see someone who is strong, like a boxer, for instance. It's Krishna who has given him the strength. I know that there was a famous boxer who I appreciated very much when I was young. His name was Muhammad Ali. No, he was very and he would, in before a boxing match, he was yell at his opponent and make him fearful. This is what the samurai warriors would also do. They would just make such a frightening sound that the enemy was already trembling. So but then he would win the boxing match quite regularly. He would win, and then he would always shout, "I'm the greatest." But later in his life, he was very pious. He became a very pious, God-conscious, God-fearing person. I mean, amazing how wise he would talk about God. But at the end of his life, he got a disease where he was always shaking. What is this disease, please? Parkinson's disease. Yes, and I saw one interview with him where he said, "Perhaps I said too many times I'm the greatest, because actually Allah is the greatest, and by saying this, I may not have talked appropriate and properly, and therefore Allah now shows me who's the greatest really, and therefore I have contracted this Parkinson's disease." He could also not, of course, not fight with such a disease. Boxing was out of the question. So this is. Let us say, he was very conscious that God would be everywhere, and he was not pleased by his activities, by saying, "I'm the greatest," and not praising the Lord enough, and so on. So, yes, a devotee who understands that Krishna is everywhere, he becomes qualified to live in Vrindavan. And if you want to stay in a spiritual place, you have to remember always that Krishna is just everywhere, and everything that happens is because of Krishna. Then you are qualifying to be a proper devotee who can stay close to Krishna. And when you do the opposite, that is, when you ignore Krishna and Krishna's presence everywhere, then you are not qualified to live on the spiritual platform. You come down on the material platform. So, in this verse, Nrisingadev is talking to Prahlad. "My dear Prahlad, someone who remembers your activities and mine is very, very easily becoming freed from Maya." Sanatana Goswami wrote a book called Krishna Lila Stava, where he talks very beautifully about Lord Nrisingadev. This book was for a long time actually lost. No one could find a copy of Krishna Lila Stava. But then one devotee, he had received an order from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to search for all the old Goswami books. He one day was sitting at the Yamuna in Vrindavan and thinking, I found many books, but not Krishna Lila Stava. He saw how a bundle came floating down the Yamuna. there was something in the bundle. So he went inside the Yamuna and he took this. It was full of, you know, it was cloth, and inside there was something. So he took it out, he opened it, and there was the Krishna Lila Stava of Sanatana Goswami, and it was not spoiled by the water. The writing was intact. So in this amazing book, it's a book where you find all the pastimes of Krishna described, and at the end of each pastime, you're supposed to make an obeisances to the pastime. It's the only book which I am aware of in Gaudiya Vaishnavism where praying and paying obeisances is put together. So in this book, Sanatana Goswami says, Anta Kripati Mridulu Bahia Atopa Sundara Praladanga Valehotka Sputa Brahmanda Gajita. Within, Lord Nrisingadev, you're most gentle and compassionate. Lord Nrisingadev, inside your heart, you are so gentle and so compassionate. But from without, you have a vehement nature. And that is also very beautiful to behold. You eagerly licked the limbs of Prahlad. And with your roar, you split the shell of the universe. Fantastic, huh? Inside, you are always so gentle, but outside, wow, you roar so loud that the universe splits. So it is described that his gentle nature, Lord Nrisingadev's gentle nature, came out when Prahlad, you know, he had just seen his father being killed. So I don't know how it is for a little boy when he sees his father is killed before his eyes. Prahlad was not mental about it. He actually saw only the Lord's greatness and was overwhelmed with his affection to the Lord. But Lord Nrisingadev thought, maybe I was a little heavy, you know. I after all, I took out with my nails the intestines and garlanded myself with the intestines. I mean, some of you are regular movie lookers, and I don't think you have ever seen such a scene, you know. Maybe I was a little heavy to do this in front. Usually the little children are sent out before the heavy action is done, you know. Viewer's discretion, you know. Not, you know, maybe over 18 you can see this, but not when you are so small. So he took Prahlad on his lap and he started to lick him. You eagerly licked the limbs of Prahlad as a sign of affection. So I just heard a lecture of His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj who read from one scripture which he found that the vile Lord Nrisingadev licked Prahlad because he's a big lion, you know, a lot of blissful water came out of his mouth, you know, saliva you call it, and it was raining on Prahlad Maharaj like a rain, or better, like an abhishek. So with this, the fire of Prahlad's separation, he felt, so where's my Lord, where's my Lord? When he finally came and Lord took him on his lap, then the fire of his separation was quenched. So normally the devotees perform an abhishek of their Lord. But in this particular pastime, the Lord reciprocated and performed an abhishek of his devotees. This is, of course, so because another great, great Acharya, Sridhar Swami, he has said, Ugro, Pyanugra Evayam, Svavaktanam Nikeshari. Although very wild and ferocious, the lioness is so affectionate to her cubs, no? So, although Lord Nrsimhadev has a voice which makes the universe split and looks so inside, he's so full of affection for his devotee. The example is the lioness. Have you ever seen a lioness in life? Oh, my dear devotees, I have seen one time and I have no desire to see a lioness again in wild, you know, really in the wilderness. They are so wild. I said, it's okay, I have no problem with you. Why do you have a problem with me? I was in the car and she was just, you know, wanting to roll my car over, you know, and get inside and get some of my pasaram belly, you know. So, so wild, so energetic. She was agitated because we drove too close to her young people, young cubs. So, but inside, when you will see the same lioness who is now ready to kill with her cubs, oh, she's just, the cubs go all over her and she goes, and they climb over her and they give her a whack, very good. And she is so affectionate. So Lord Nrsimhadev is known for these two. He's very affectionate, very compassionate. And you will be able to see that compassion and feel it when you pray to him. I think some of you have already prayed. Others are still hesitant if they can come close. You can come close pray and so on. So anyways, I want to go back to the main line of the pastime. Nrsimhadev had appeared from the pillar. When he appeared, there is one book. It is an amazing book. It is Shubhasita Ratna Bandagara, this book. It describes a little bit what went on in the palace, from the palace perspective. Apparently, Hiranyakashipu could not see Lord Nrsimhadev immediately because he was so full of light. And a servant came to him, just very concerned. And Hiranyakashipu said, "What is it?" The servant said, "Oh Lord, it's a lion." Hiranyakashipu, you know, he was still so much in his atheistic bhava, he could not really understand and see anything. "So what? He's a lion with a human body. I have never seen such a strange creature," said the servant. Then Hiranyakashipu said, "Ah, if that's the case, bring him here." Then the servant said, "Lord, he's coming on his own." He's coming on his own. I don't have to summon him. And this was the time when Hiranyakashipu, for the first time, felt fear in his heart. He did not know this emotion which many of us know, fear. He didn't know it. He saw Lord Nrsimhadev, who was very, very angry. Now, Hiranyakashipu had asked that he would never be killed, and Brahma had given him the personal blessing, and Brahma never lies. "Yes," he said, "you will not be killed from any living No, I should say it like this. Hiranyakashipu had said to Brahma, let me not meet death from any of the entities created by you. So there was this half man, half lion standing before him. That was not a creature of Brahma. I mean, Hiranyakashipu had traveled through the universe and had conquered all the planets. He had never seen a being half man and the rest is lion. It is not seen. How? Brahma has no design, no genetic code for such beings. So it was not a being created by Brahma. Hiranyakashipu had asked, I should not be killed within my residence and not outside. And Brahma had said yes, and Nrisimhadev felt, well, I don't want to break Brahma's words and make him appear like a liar. This not so. He pulled Hiranyakashipu, come, outside, on the threshold of the palace, which was never outside, which was not outside and inside. I have to look here. Hiranyakashipu wanted to also make sure that he is not killed on the ground or in the air. He also had said he doesn't want to be killed by a human or an animal. And finally he said, Brahma, there should be no weapon which kills me. Brahma had said, yes. And in this way, Hiranyakashipu said, everything is covered. I think in English you say all the bases are covered, all the... Hiranyakashipu had been particularly anxious that Vishnu, who would kill him, would not become an animal again. Can you imagine why Hiranyakashipu was so afraid that Vishnu, who can just change forms, he's a shapeshifter in modern language, he can take any form he wants, doesn't come and kill him as an animal. Can you think why this was so much on the mind of Hiranyakashipu? Yes, Varaha. But what Varaha had? Killed his brother, his dear brother. His name was Hiranyaksha. Yes, Hiranyaksha. Yes. And he had also, Hiranyakashipu knew Vishnu carries weapons always. Have you seen here also? What is the weapon which Lord Nrisimhadev carries? Cup, yeah. Chakra, yes. On you please look on the body of Lord. You will see on his right side. We always think Krishna is in the middle. When we say on your right side, I'm carrying my wristwatch, right? Here. If you look at me, it's on your right side. But if I look at my wristwatch, it's on my left side. So in Krishna consciousness, you always want to put yourself out of the center and Krishna in the center. So the chakra is on his left side. When you look, it's on your right side, but it's actually on his left side. So Hiranyakashipu knew this. Let me not be killed by a weapon, because he knew Vishnu, who was foretold that he would kill him, he carried this chakra. And anyone who knows anything about chakras knows the chakra can find you even when the Lord is not present. It is an intelligent weapon. It follows you. And it wherever you hide, the chakra goes. You can't escape the chakra. Who's an example of someone who tried to escape the chakra of the Lord? Durvashamuni. You remember he ran through the whole universe. The chakra followed him. The chakra doesn't need the presence of the Lord because it's an intelligent chakra. It's a personality. But the Lord was so very highly intelligent. He kept all the conditions intact and finally killed him with his nails. Baladev Vidyabhushana explains to us that the nails of the Lord are not just ordinary horn. Is it horn or what is? Yeah, but what is the substance? Nails are horn, I think. Keratin, but it's not just like our nails. The nails of Lord Nrsimhadev are actually the chakra. Wow. That they are manifestations of the Sudarshan chakra. Yes, so here is Hiranyakashipu. He thinks, I have all the blessings from the most powerful being, Brahma. And then he sees this half man, half lion. And he gets an idea that maybe I should be afraid now. At the moment, when Lord Nrsimhadev approaches him, listen to this, my dear devotees, this is supremely nectarian, comes in his angry form, he now changes into another form. He's there in this, how do we call the angry form of the Lord? It's Ugra. But now he changes into the fierce form. It's called the Jwala. Please say it. Jwala Nrsimha. Yes. That is fiery. There is a lot of fire coming from his body. It's that the whole universe is ablaze. And Hiranyakashipu closes his eyes. It's so... and comes with the sword. But Nrsimhadev plays a little bit like him, with him, for some time. Like the Lord allows atheists some scope, but then the Lord Nrsimhadev has enough of playing. And he is now fiery angry. And as he steps towards Hiranyakashipu, the universe begins to shake. He grabbed Hiranyakashipu by the neck, by the hip, and he lifted the leg up, and he put his right leg, yes, a little bit before the left leg, and slides Hiranyakashipu up his right left. He's now standing, the Lord, in between the two entrances, not the two locations, outside and inside. He's on the threshold. And he takes two of his hands, they come into a certain mudra, the tearing mudra. He started to smile. Why does Lord Nrsimhadev smile now? Finally, he can free his devotee Prahlad from the constant aggression of Hiranyakashipu. And finally, he can also free the whole universe from Hiranyakashipu, who had become like a meningitis. Meningitis is a brain and spinal cord disease for the whole universe. And he stands there, and my dear devotees, one foot is in the dancing position. Yes, he's dancing. He's strictly speaking, not sitting. he is doing something. It's called sitting, dancing and sitting in one. He's the Lord, you know. He can combine opposites which are not combinable for a living entity. And as Hiranyakashipu sees this amazing being which does not come into his comprehension, who is so incomprehensible, he says his final last words. These words are from the Nrisimha Purana, and he says, "Alas, my chest is so strong that it could not be broken by the tusks of Airavata." Who is Airavata? Indra's elephant. Yes. And Airavata attacked Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu just made, and the tusks, which are very sturdy, just splintered when they came on the chest. Hiranyakashipu continued, and when Shiva attacked me with his axe, the sharp axe of Shiva became blunt, stumpf, on my chest. But now, this very chest, this very strong god chest, is becoming pierced by the nails of Lord Nrisimhadev. Therefore, it is rightly said, you know, he's intelligent, even a piece of straw kills someone whom destiny rejects. You know, when the time is over in our lives by karma, then even a little virus can kill someone when his time is over. And when the time is not over, the little virus is no problem. You know, or anything, a piece of straw, a grain of dust, but when destiny is rejecting someone, then everything is problematic. This, by the way, this insight is also shared with Prahlad Maharaj. I want to read you from his prayer. Palasyaneha sharanam pitaro nasingha natasya jagadamudanvati machato no taptasya tat prativitir ya ihanyashestas tavat vibhu tanubritam tvat upekshi tanam. In this prayer, Prahlad Maharaj talks about to Lord Nrisimhadev directly, and he talks about the unfortunate souls who do not surrender to him. He says, "My Lord Nrisimhadev, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment." No, because people can be identifying with the body, something they are absolutely not. It's wrong. And they try to find a good life, but they cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although they are perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and a mother cannot protect their child. A physician and a medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. So when you are neglected by the Lord, when the Lord says, no, this person is too much, he's just not surrendering. And if the Lord loses is neglecting someone, is not caring for someone, then that someone may try to care for himself with money, with physical strength, with influence, with wealth. And maybe for some time, some betterment is there, but not a final betterment. So I would like to really recommend to you, all of you, to during this festival of Lord Nrisimhadev, really go to Lord Nrisimhadev and tell him, my Lord, I am actually in my life quite forgetful of you, but today I'm turning to you as your sincere servant. Kindly accept me. Kindly take care of me. This, I think, is a very good lesson from this Nrisimhadev Leela. Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the Lord, and Hiranyakashipu was actually destroyed by the Lord. But this is on one level. On the other level, anyone who has contact with Krishna, he is getting the greatest benefit, even the demon. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this. Lord has two businesses. He gives protection to the devotee and he kills the demon. But the result is one, same. He does good to the demons by killing him, and he does good to the devotees by giving him protection. But on which side do you want to be? You have decided this. Some of you have decided this 50 years ago. Some of this you have decided this 20 years ago. Some of you have decided it 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 1 year ago, that you want to be on the side of the Lord. And what can we say? We wish you all the best. And especially, I believe, the devotees in Krishna consciousness need the mercy of the Lord in one particular way. They need to feel the presence of the Lord in their very lives. See, in the beginning, when we become convinced, our mind needs to be convinced, and our intelligence, by good arguments. So the Shastras help us, the strong preaching help us. But later, as we are staying in the movement for Krishna consciousness, our heart needs to be convinced by an experience of how Krishna cares for us. At one stage of spiritual life, just philosophy is not enough to fulfill your need. At a certain stage in spiritual life, and this can come quite early for people, this is an experience of Krishna, like the one which is discussed in the 11th canto, Bhakti Parishano Bhava Virakti Anyatra Chesa. That is important, my dear devotees. We will have to ask ourselves, as we reflect about our life, how will I be most properly be able to experience Krishna in my life? Will he come for me out of a pillar? I have up till now only heard that he did this. I mean, the pillar thing, we heard only about Prahlad Maharaj. But I have heard that devotees who worship Shilas, Shalagram Shilas, felt that the Lord came to them and so on. Many, I have asked some devotees who worship Shilas, why do you worship this? What do you feel in your worship? And they tell me, I feel Krishna is just there. I can see. How can Krishna, but many of us are not second initiated, and we are so distracted to think of doing a puja every day is inconceivable for us. How do you think will Krishna appear for you? Do you feel it's important, or as long as there's pizza, no problem? He can. I'm asking you quite seriously. Reflect. Let's reflect about our life. We are in the family. We don't give a public lecture here. It's for devotees. In the beginning of our spiritual life, we are very hopeful that we can become Krishna conscious. I remember I thought in 2 weeks I'm a pure devotee. No problem. I will talk with Krishna, because I was so convinced. Then after 2 weeks, I didn't become a pure devotee. In fact, after many years, I looked and I could see my heart is not yet purified. Then, most of the devotees, there are two ways which devotees do. Some rage against Krishna. They leave the movement, or they go to other movements. You know, there are now several Gaudiya movements preaching. We are not the only one any longer. But most of the devotees don't do that. They don't become angry at Krishna or bitter, many leave, but not to other movements. They go in another direction. But do you know what the majority of devotees do who have not yet seen that the process works the way they read in the books? Well, they go into a compromised form of spiritual life, where they are no longer so active, and Netflix is also there, and this is also there. And anyways, who chants 16 rounds? I mean, yes, in the lecture we can all say, we chant 16 rounds, but who does it really? I know, I am giving holy name retreats. I know what the devotees go through, how difficult it is for them to be steady in their vows. Yeah. No? It is compromise, because you feel, it doesn't work. I mean, it doesn't work this way. Maybe in the lecture, they have, I believe everything, yes, but in life, no. There's a third stage, and I would like to encourage you to think about a third possibility. Beyond naive idealism and beyond disappointment or compromise is another very good place to take. And I have seen many devotees, older devotees, who have stayed on the path, go to this place. These devotees will say, I don't know how, but I somehow want to be close to Krishna in my life. I want to feel Krishna's care for me, and so on. And I always feel Narsingha Chaturdasi, this festival, where the Lord came for one of his devotees to protect him. This is the day where the Lord can, this means tomorrow, tomorrow is the day where the Lord can come to each one of you to protect you, maybe not physically, maybe not emotionally, but for sure spiritually. And this is the ongoing miracle of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this. He says, my Lord, you rise in the heart in form of the holy name, and this miracle is going on day by day. So yes, I'm personally convinced that the Lord can appear while we do kirtan, while we sing his praises together. But in the Shinga Chaturthi, I'm also deeply convinced that the Lord hears prayers on the Shinga Chaturthi and will come in a way which is always inconceivable. You can never understand how he comes. When he became as Narsingadev, no one could understand how he is, you know. Only Prahlad, who was a devotee and looked with the eyes of love, could understand this being. But Hiranyakashipu could not. And he knew all the Vedas by heart. I mean, these ancient asuras are not fools, you know. They are different from the drunkard on the corner who spits into the air, you are not there. There is no God. And then the spit comes on him and he drinks again more. No, these demons are, these asuras are something else. He couldn't understand. He could not understand. And the first time in his life, he got to know what is fear in his heart. Good. My dear devotees, before I take questions, I want to request you to chant with me. This is the Nrisimha Anustup mantra. It says, I bow down to Lord Narsingadev, who is ferocious and heroic like Lord Vishnu. He is burning from every side. He is terrific, auspicious, and the death of death personified. Let's go a little down. It starts with Om. We will say Om. And it ends with Om. And then, do you know the Bija mantra of Lord Narsingadev? Shroom, yes, Shroom, yes, Shroom is better than Shroom. Shroom, like you also, you don't say Om, you say Om. You know, it's the whole sound, the whole universe is in this. Jalantam sarvato mukam Narsingham vichanam batram Mrityum namamyam. Only Om Nam. Om Ugram viram mahavishnum Jalantam sarvato mukam Narsingham Vishanam Batram Mrityum Mityum Namamyam. Om Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jalantam Sarvato Mukam Narsingham Vishanam Batram Mrityum Mrityum Namamyam. Om Shroom. Om Narsingadeva ki. Jai, 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 Natsingadev. May you be merciful to all of us. May we experience your compassion, your kind gentleness, which is there in your heart towards your devotees, Hare Krishna. So I'm looking at the time. We have... Sorry? 5 minutes, wonderful. Then we have the Sandesh Darshan. Amazing. The Lord will show himself in his very sweet form to us. you have seen the Sandesh Darshan before? Who has not seen? Akash, you have not seen? Then you must stand right in front. It is a darshan which is really not available in this universe except for maybe two or three temples. You know, it's really something you have never seen before. You will think, am I awake or am I dreaming this? You know, it is as a Sunday darshan is something else. Good, we have 3 more minutes. What do we do? Yeah. Jayananda Prabhu, Hare Krishna. He was a great devotee of Prabhupada. He actually wrote a letter when he, after his disappearance, where he said that he went back to Godhead. So in ISKCON, he is considered one of our own saints, because he made it in one lifetime. He was known as someone who helped Prabhupada to bring the Ratha Yatra festival to the West by building these carts and organizing the carts year after year. And he's a very gentle soul who assisted Srila Prabhupada in the beginning of the movement in also significant ways and so on. Yes, I never was fortunate to meet him, but I saw his picture on Rathayata cards. Prabhupada wanted this because, yeah, we need success stories, no? To have faith that this is possible. See, he's one of the amazing, amazing Vaishnavas. Krishna. Good. Then I think better is we position ourselves for the Sandesh Darshan.